Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Barbara Burth with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Praise God. And this is a special segment, amen, in honor to the works that Prophet O'Shea Morgan may, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's getting ready to do. You know, God sent us all on assignments. Amen. Praise God. And Prophet Morgan has a mission for Africa. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Africa is one of the poorest nations on the continent today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But God has opened up a door for him to go in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And preach the word. Amen. Instant in season and out of season. So we want to give God the glory. Amen. Before I start the interview, amen. Praise God. I want to pray, amen, and just lift up, amen, timbers for God, because truly God has been blessing me. Amen. Praise God. And if he's blessing me, I know he's blessing you. We just give him praise today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We just want to thank you for another day's journey. We want to thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. And I don't care what we face in life, God, you have proven that you are sovereign and that you are God, can do everything but fail. Amen. Praise God. So we want to shabak you today. We want to give you praise today in the name of Jesus Christ, and knowing that God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it's already written that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. And we know that we know, God, that when you step in, now, God, everything is going to be all right. And I want to thank you, Father, for what you have done, amen, and what you're about to do in the earth realm. I bind up principalities today and their powers. Spiritual wickedness in high places and the rulers of this dark world. And ask you to move, God, in the name of Jesus. Send forth your light, because in your light, God, we can see, Lord God, our ways, hallelujah, through in the name of Jesus. Restore back what the canker worm and the palmer worm have eaten up. And Father, you get the glory, amen, hallelujah, out of your works in the earth realm. Now we command Lucifer and his works to go back to the abyss in Jesus' name, because he was defeated at Calvary when Jesus shed his blood. So we thank you, Father, hallelujah. We give you glory, God, hallelujah. We praise your name today, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We thank you for the shaking and the upset, amen, of many demons. We thank you for tearing down their works, and moving by your excellency in the name of Jesus, in the work realm, over in Africa, in the name of Jesus, over in Pakistan, in the name of Jesus, over in Europe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, over in Rome, Italy, and Manitoba, over in France, God, over in Quebec, God, and all over the nation, even the United States and Israel. We thank you for divine intervention and doors being open. And we praise and bless your name. We praise and bless your name, for you worthy to be praised. We thank you for loosing the shackles and pulling down every stronghold. And we thank you, Lord God, because ain't no counsel greater than you, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for meeting the needs for Prophet Morgan today. In the name of Jesus, all power, amen, is in your hand, God. And you have given it up for kingdom builders, amen, in the name of Jesus, so that they can go in and reap the harvest, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to anoint Prophet Morgan the more in Jesus' name, that he might be able to speak a word in season as he traveled in this new millennium, in the name of Jesus, in this new millennium, in the name of Jesus, where Jesus, amen, is sovereign. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Hamoshana Mosiah. I see God breaking, amen, and pulling down strongholds and tearing up shackles for those that have been oppressed. God is doing a new thing in the earth realm. And now there could be Oshana Mosiah, and it will be manifested through his glory, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been oppressed with finances and homes and marriages, foreclosures, God wants you to understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And God want to tell you today that he is God, and beside him there is no other, and he's going to work on your behalf, because he is a sovereign God. So we thank you right now, and we give you praise, all the honor and all the glory, in Jesus' name. Oh, bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Father. Oh, bless your name, Father. creator of all things. Oh, we bless your name today for pulling and tearing up and rooting up, amen, and destroying the works of the enemy. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm truly going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm already excited about the move of the Spirit, but I'm also excited about how God is getting ready to use this prophet. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, God. I bless you, God. I thank you, God. I bless you, God. I bless you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Messiah. The Bible say, give honor to whom honor is due. And I want to give honor to this young man today. The Bible say in the books of Acts, starting at, amen, we're going to go to the 27th verse. Praise God. Acts, amen, 8, amen. And the 27th verse. And it's just, amen, a reminder of missionary work. It's a reminder of mission work. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And if we look at the scripture, we will see, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to start at the 26th. Amen. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. Praise God, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, amen, Ethiopia, amen, is in Africa, praise God, and a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, amen, praise God, and he was a eunuch, praise God, who had the charge of all her treasures. God, amen, had allowed this man, amen, to meet, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Philip, praise God. Amen. And he was a man of great notability of a queen named Candace. And he hold the treasures, amen, praise God, that she had, amen, and all the riches that she had. And she had entrusted in him, amen, to get, amen, the things done in order to keep her treasure from being destroyed, and had come to Jerusalem. This eunuch had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Amen. Praise God. And was returning and sitting in his chariot. Amen. And he literally read Isaiah, which is called Isaiah the prophet. He was sitting down reading the word. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I give God the glory. I'm excited about this mission work. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself unto this chariot. Praise God. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Nana Moshata. I rebuke you, Satan. Amen. Praise God. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand thou what thou readest? Philip asked him a question. Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? Amen. That's the key right there. Amen. And I'm saying this, amen, in essence to, amen, show you the greatness that God has put, amen, in Prophet Morgan's life. Amen. Prophet Morgan is getting ready to go into Africa, and he's going to need the support of the saints. Amen. And those that believe in mission work. Amen. He's on an assignment. Praise God. Amen. And nobody can understand the word, amen, except there be a preacher to preach it, or a prophet to prophesy, some kind of minister to open up the word. Amen. So God has opened up, amen, this world evangelistic work for Prophet Morgan to go in, amen, and preach, amen, the word of God. Amen. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so opened he not his mouth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. My God, and who shall declare his generation? Prophet Morgan is going into the nations to declare the generations, amen, of Jesus Christ, who is the spirit being, amen, the new man, praise God, hallelujah, that's not born, amen, of man's will, of the flesh, but of the will of God. He's going in to teach the word of God, amen, to those that are in Africa and the other places that he have assigned. Oh, I give glory to God today. I'm excited about what God is doing in this young man's life. Amen. When I met him as a prophet. Amen. Praise God. And I've known him for over 2 years now. He speaks accurately. Amen. Concerning the word of God. He is my son and the Lord. Amen. When it's time for me to speak, I speak nothing but truth. Amen. Concerning God's people and the work that they have, this man is set on an assignment. So I'm going to literally turn it over to him. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to let him tell you about his mission. Amen. We as the body of Christ need to understand that the word of God is free. Amen. And it need to be published all over the world. Now here, without any further ado, I want to turn you, amen, into the hands of Prophet O'Shea Morgan. Amen. And he's going to give you information about his church, his beginning, amen, and his mission, amen, for world evangelism. God bless you, Prophet Morgan.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Mother, for this interview and all that you're doing to help God further the work that he is doing inside of me. And I want to say I give God honor and praise for the opportunity to come and share with your listeners about what God is doing. Amen. I want to give you a little background on our ministry and how I got started in ministry before we lead up into the world outreach events and stuff that the Lord has given me to do. One of the things is that God came into my bedroom where I was, and I was going to sleep. I was not even thinking about the Lord, not even trying to come unto God and to do this work that he's called me to do. And the Lord just, you know, began to show me dreams of people falling off ladders and screaming for help, and, you know, people that needed to be saved and needed to be delivered and set free. And God began to just show me this dream night after night, and I began to see this dream, and I could not, you know, it got so bad that I couldn't even sleep until I said, "Yes, Lord." And from that night until today, I have been running for the Lord. I have been speaking for the Lord. Everything that I do, everything that I say, I say it for the Lord. Amen. And I want to tell you something. This journey that we're walking on, even into Africa, is not without persecution, because you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be all of that. I have been all of that. And that makes it accurate for me to come and be able to be a partaker in God's kingdom. Now, knowing how God called me, and knowing how God called me from the wheelchair, you know, because people thought that because I was in a wheelchair, that was going to stop me. People thought that because, you know, I might not have had the right education, that was going to stop me. But God took all of that and now is using me to preach and to teach and to prophesy, as Mother said, with accuracy regarding the people of God's life. And recently, God has given me a mission to go into Africa, people of God, and I'm telling you, people of God, I want to go into Africa and not just, you know, go in and preach the gospel, but it's a little more confident with Africa when you can go in and preach the gospel and also feed the hungry souls that are there. God has a mission. God has a predestined plan for all of us to feel. And I believe that when you send your financial gifts and support to support Africa Working Outreach, God is going to in turn bless you because you are blessing the people of Africa. Amen. And we're not only getting, Mom, we're not only getting things from Africa. We have gotten things from Pakistan, and we have gotten things from many other nations as well. I received on yesterday, Mom, in Pakistan, I received a notice from a Pakistani asking that prophetic words and the blogs that's on my website, I received a notice for them asking that we do some translative work to translate some stuff in their language. Because, you know, the person that visited my website, and I'll give the website in just a minute for those of you who want to sow into the mission work and, you know, tell you how you can sow and you can be a part of our mission work that we're doing in Africa and other nations of the world. But I received request to do translate work to transform the things that I've been typing and sharing on my website, transform it into their language. And so they've been asking me to do that, as well as send computers and everything else over there so that they can listen to the broadcast. And I'm telling you, Jesus, through me and through other servants, he is doing exactly what Mark, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse says. And it says this, and this is what Jesus commanded them to do, says that he did. He said, and he said unto them, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, and what we're going to be doing in Africa, Mom, is it has to do with the end time harvest. Because the Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. This has to do with mission outreach. This has to do with preaching the gospel. The Bible also said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So how can a man of God go into a country and preach unless he's been sent by God and sent by those that are making a demand for him? So I want to see today that Africa is making a demand for the word of God. The only thing that we need to do is we need to see how many of those of us are going to respond to the demand of Africa, saying, come and give me the word. Come and give me this. Come and give me that. They need Jesus just as much as we do. Now, we can share with them a liberty that we have. We can share with them a liberty that we have. Nobody is holding us. Nobody is stopping us from worshiping Jesus. And we can give that to the Africans. But you have to send the voice. You have to put a demand on the anointing. And all we're asking you to do today in the program today is to put a demand on the anointing to say, yes, prophet, yes, Mom, we believe in the work that you guys are doing together. Because I don't believe that this is just about me, but I believe the reason why Mom wanted to have this program is so that she can be also a part of the mission work, because her having this program and saying to the people of God, let's come on and support. You all are going with everybody that gives it, everybody that supports, everybody that has programs like this concerning the mission, the Africa and world mission. When you support and when you feed into things like this, you're going with that prophet. Don't just think that prophet is going along. As your donations go with him, you're going with him. So this is a clarion call for the people of God. Let's rally together and go forth into Africa. Let's rally together and preach the gospel. You know, it said that when you give a prophet a glass of water in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. Come on, and let's give, and let's show, and let's do what we need to do for Africa. Because I'm telling you, I'm going over there in the Holy Spirit. I'm taking me from Jesus. I'm taking some resources. Amen. I'm taking everything I got. Amen. And I'm including. Not only am I asking for your gifts of love and your support, as well as Africa and Pakistan and all of the other world outreach events that we'll be doing this year, also in North Carolina and Boston. Not only am I asking for your support to send me around the world, I'm also asking for prayer warriors. Amen. Because, you know, they got some other stuff besides hungry people for Jesus. You know, they focus on other things as well, other than Jesus Christ, and they have some other things that you could get involved in that they would try to do on you. But I'm asking for prayer warriors as well to go to fumble me, cover me in prayer as I go. Amen. That God's glory will be seen, because I'm expecting a mighty outpouring where the Africans are concerned. And I'm also expecting a mighty outpouring of everything that we'll do today. Amen. And I'm expecting a mighty response from everybody that is listening to the broadcast and the mission to Africa. I'm just looking for your support and your love and your obedience to the word of God, which says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's powerful. You know, because we need to, as the body of Christ, understand that it's not for just for Benny Hinn alone or T.G. Jakes or Marilyn Hickey or all these famous ministers. God is calling a lot of people, amen, that have been setting their focus on God and working in the ministry, amen. He's pulling them out of the closet, and he's bringing them forth, amen. You know, when one generation leave out or one season leave out for ministers, amen, God go back to back. Now is the season for Prophet Morgan to go forth, amen, and to do the will of God. And a prophet, amen, praise God, can bring in and not only reap a harvest, but he can also plant the seeds. And Prophet Morgan is going into Pakistan, over in Africa, various parts of the United States, in order to plant seeds and reap a harvest. Now, harvest don't mean that, amen, he's going to take it, amen, and put it in his pocket. But when he, amen, reap the harvest, he's going to do a distribution. And that's what we as ministers do. We distribute, amen, to God's body, amen, in order to nourish it, amen, so that they can grow up, amen, and be just like the prophet. Be just like, amen, him. Preach the word, teach the word, and do all the various other things. And I wanted to ask you a question, prophet. What is your passion? Amen. What is your passion?
My passion is simply this, to preach the word of God. Mom, to preach the word of God to the people of God. Many people don't know, but when I got the call to Africa, they asked me not only to come over there and preach, but they're also asking that we come and ordain ministers and pastors over churches. So then not only am I going to be preaching and the lost souls are going to be saved, but here is the passion. But new sons and daughters are going to be in the kingdom. We're going to have new sons and new daughters. And there's going to be an apostolic outpouring that happens in Africa, amen, that they'll be a part of this ministry. They'll be able to say, because of the people that are sowing and the people that are giving to this work, that they were able to be a son and a daughter. And I'm able to go over there and train up churches. We're talking about a whole church of people, amen, and make sure
you stated earlier about intercessors, amen. And we know that every great ministry is followed through with intercessors. The intercessors will go before the prophets, amen, the musicians, amen, and various other parts of the ministry, amen, will go before the prophet, amen, as well as the armor bearers. Can you tell us what you need, amen? How many intercessors would you need to start right now, amen, at this very moment, amen, praise God, of your ministry to go forth and intercede for you all the way up to the time you go to Africa? We need some dates and times, and then all the way to during the time that you're in Africa, those that would want to volunteer, amen, their handiworks to support you, amen, as far as music ministry or intercessors or those that want to work with you as far as the things that you need. Can you tell us what you would need? Amen. Praise God.
Well, I'm asking the Lord for 700 intercessors, 700 intercessors who can intercede for me and my wife as we go over there, amen, and cover us in prayer. Also, the date that they have given me, they just said it's in April. They haven't said any specific date as of yet, time frames or whatever. But I'm believing that since they didn't put a date on there, Mom, I'm believing that I'm going to be able to go over there and possibly for a whole month assist in Africa and assist in the building of churches and setting up, because I believe it's an apostolic anointing that I will walk in Africa.
Amen. Praise God. And not only do you believe it, but it is all in actuality. God has called you into the apostolic. Amen. You are not, literally an apostle. Amen. And during the time, amen, that you're walking in your pastorship all the way through the time of your ordination to be an apostle, amen, it will come, amen, in its season. Amen. And I believe that God is working quickly and swiftly with you, because God told me the other day that Shiloh is soon to come. He said Jesus is soon to come. Amen. And so this work need to be did, because there are still souls that need to be reached. And amen. And in order to do this, amen, we must have the prophet to go forth, world evangelism, amen, on a mission, amen, to overthrow Satan and his schemes. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, because, amen, for the prophet to take on such a big task, amen, you know it has to be from God, because those that are of God are led by the Spirit, amen, and they are of God. I'm paraphrasing it. Now, what can we do to support you as far as do you need? Now, you said, talked a little about it earlier about computers and stuff like that and translation, amen, in Pakistan and also probably in some parts of Africa. Amen. Praise God, because of their language. Amen. And they speak their own language, and then they speak English as well. So you're going to need what? Bibles and computers. Yes. You're going to need, amen, finances. Amen. That's going to be the biggest part, because a lot of times when you can't take the food directly over, in that essence, you can go to the local markets and purchase foods and various things that's needed. Amen. Praise God. And clothing. And so I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what you feel that's going to be needed for your ministry to do. Amen. Outreach and then the impartation of various things that's needed.
Amen. I feel that we're mostly going to need finances, amen, because you can get a lot more done with finances than you can of people sending material, okay? You can get a lot more done with finances because, you know, and we can get a lot more done quicker, because when we send finance, when we send materials over there, it has to go through a security check. You know, and so that will kind of slow us down. So mainly, we'll need finances to help in the efforts, because we can you know, we have other distribution ministries. So, you know, I've even done research, Mom, where if we raise a certain amount or we do a certain amount in Africa, we have other bigger ministries than what we have that'll match what we do.
Amen. So, amen. You
know, they'll double the impact of what we do if we could just do a little bit. Amen.
Amen. So
I want the people of God to understand that whatever you can do, if you can't do nothing but sow a prayer and to be one of the intercessors, if it is, I'm going with you, prophet, in prayer. We still need you. If you can sow a seed, if God has put it in your hand, to sow, realize that seed that you hold into your hand is somebody's lifeline in Africa. It's somebody's last hope. It's somebody's salvation.
Amen. Amen.
You're holding somebody's salvation in your hand. We can no longer think of, in these last days, Mom, we can no longer think of our money as just paper and money. We've got to think of it as soul. When you're holding a seed in your hand that you know does not belong into your ministry but belongs into world mission, you're holding souls in your hand that without that seed can otherwise be reached.
Amen.
Without that seed can otherwise be reached. And the Bible said, why? The Bible said for us to not shed our vows of compassion when we see other folks in need. We see that the African nation is in need. Maybe, and I want to say this, maybe you as an individual cannot sow anything, but you can talk to various churches, you can talk to various organizations that you know, and you can get a collective effort going and get certain organizations behind you in sowing. Amen. Or you can form an organization yourself and say that we're going to give this much amount to send him to Africa and to send him to do the mission work. Amen. We're not like most of the outreach ministry. We make sure that every bit of your funds, every bit of your donation get to the African people. Amen. Because they're going to be helped. Not only that, when you send me to Africa, I have a camera. You know, Mom has made sure that I have plenty of cameras. Amen.
Amen.
I have cameras. Amen. That I'll be able to take over there, and we'll be able to take pictures of what we're doing, so you can see what exactly happened over in Africa. If you took the money for us to go in Africa. Amen.
Amen. Now again, Prophet, I want you to reiterate that. Amen. And then at this, give them your mailing address. How can we send funds to you? Amen. Just reiterate that again, and how important it is for us to be supportive in your mission, because of who you are, because of who God has made you to be, and it's important for us to support, plant seeds into our own fertile ground. Amen. And support you. So would you reiterate that, please?
Amen. Amen. How you can support the ministry, you can go to my website at www.prophetmorgan.org. And I have a tab on there, especially for World Mission. And you click on Our World Mission, and the tab for the World Mission Outreach through PayPal is right on the website as you go there. Again, the website is www.prophetmorgan.org. Amen. And you can go there and sow your seed through the PayPal system. Also, we have a mailing address that I don't mind giving it out for checks and donations, as it were, for you to sow. Amen. It is 10326 Fennell Street. That's Finnell Fennel Street, Suite 332, Dallas, Texas, 75220. And you can sow your seed into the ministry that way and make your donation payable to our ministry. Amen. And we'll be able to use that over in Africa as well.
Praise God. Now, you spoke about Pakistan. Amen. Praise God. Can you give us some more information on Pakistan? And then after that, can you give us some more information on what you're getting ready to do in the upcoming months in the United States?
Well, Pakistan has been asking for a number of support. I've been working with, I've been corresponding with the pastor. The name of his church is Flag for Jesus Ministry, and they've been asking for computers. His the pastor's wife, you know, she knows her husband is a minister, but he recently wrote me and said she doesn't, for whatever reason, she doesn't want to hear what he has to say in regards to God's word, but she enjoys listening to my broadcast.
Amen.
And because they are so, you know, repressed over there about Christianity, they get in trouble for listening to Christian broadcasts because they don't have the freedom to worship like we do. And instead, he's fearing for her life. Because she goes to these internet cafes and hides out to listen to my broadcast in secret. And he would like for our ministry to be able to send computers over there so she can listen in her own home without the threat of being caught and possibly killed for listening to our broadcast. The work that she wants to do, because she listens to our broadcast, and he says that she listens faithfully. She listens faithfully every time that we're on the air. She's listening.
Amen. Praise God.
And what was the other hand, Mom?
Huh?
What was the other hand?
What's on your agenda for America, amen, this year?
Amen, amen. We have some cities in the United States that is also requesting for me to come, amen, and preach the gospel. I've been invited by a church in North Carolina. They asked me to be there November 6th through the 7th and to preach a revival. So I will be, if the Lord opens up the door, well, when the Lord opens up the door, I will be in North Carolina preaching there as well. And also in December, they didn't give me a specific date, but in December or somewhere in between there, I will be in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Preaching the gospel, amen, to them, amen. And I believe that even though Baltimore and North Carolina is not as poor as Africa, I believe that we could still go and do some work over in North Carolina and Boston. I believe that if the people would give and the people would sow, they will see a great impact of what we're able to do to turn this nation upside down. Because right now, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but our nation needs Jesus. They need Jesus like they have never needed it before. I can tell you, and I might get in trouble for saying this, but I can tell you this, that the answer to our economic crisis in America is Jesus. It's not Barack Obama. It's not
anything
they can do in that they can do in the government. This is a job for Jesus. And as long as men try to put their nose together and try to figure it out, they will never figure it out, because it is written in Scripture that this must happen. Amen? That this must happen.
Amen.
So not going to be fixed. I know we got excited about a black president, but I'm here to tell you, just because he's black ain't going to change nothing.
Amen.
Not going to change nothing. It is not going to change anything until the church begins to be the church and we begin to put our hands together and we begin to do what we need to do, not only concerning Pakistan, not only concerning the missions that we have been talking about on this broadcast, but we also need to do what we need to do, and I'm going to put a plug right in here. We need to do what we have to do for the nation of Israel. We need to sow into Israel as well. Amen. And sow into them. And we need to stop fighting them and join them, because those are God's people.
Amen.
And we need to make sure that in the Bible, it even says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It says, pray for this, that things may go well with you. And I'm telling you, people of God, the reason why things are not going well for the United States is because we are not praying for Jerusalem. We're not praying for Israel. We're not doing what we need to do to our brother and sister nations around us. Amen?
Amen.
When we start doing that, there is, Mother has talked about before on this broadcast, about there is a due order. There's a set order that is going to happen when we begin to flow in God's order. Because right now, God's order is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And we need to make sure, as the people of God, I feel the Holy Ghost. We need to make sure, as the people of God, that we're in the flow of God, right where God wants us to be when we need to get there. We don't need to get there a moment late. We don't need to get there 2 minutes. But we need to be right on time with God so that we can move when he moves. Even in the Bible, Mother, they had a cloud that followed them by day and a cloud that followed them by night. And when that cloud moved, they moved.
Amen.
And so that's how we need to be in the body of Christ. God is moving in Africa, so we need to be moving in Africa. God is moving in Pakistan, so we need to be moving in Pakistan. God is moving in Israel, so we need to be moving in Israel. We need to be on the heartbeat of what God is doing in this day and in this hour. I don't know what nobody told you, but God is on the move.
Yes.
God is on the move, so his people need to stop sitting still. God is on a mission, so his people need to be on a mission. God is on a mission to not only bless America, Mom, but God is on a mission to bless the nations of the world. He just needs to know that, do he have some people that he can get finances through? Do he have some people that obey his word? Do he have some people that will walk the way that he's telling them to walk and do what he's telling them to do for him to be able to bless? Because if God can't get nothing through you, God won't give nothing to you.
Yeah.
If God can't get nothing through you, then God can't get nothing to you. And I'm telling you, for many of you, this is a test to see if I can get something through you so I can get more to you. We always think that when we're giving into offering and when these kind of programs come, that this is a downtime and that you know, a satanic spirit father comes when you ask for offering. You ever notice that the down part of the service is when we take up offering or we receive offering? That is because the enemy wants to stop. I feel the prophetic anointing coming out. That is because the enemy wants to stop the entire harvest, and he knows that if there is no finances, then the entire harvest will be hindered. It cannot be stopped, because God is the same God yesterday and for that evermore. He's the same God. He's the same God, and he can do everything but fail. He can't stop it, but he knows that if he can get the people of God to be tight-fisted, if he can get the people of God not to do what they need to do in their tithes and all, he can slow down the process of the entire harvest.
Yes.
He can slow down the process of the entire harvest, thereby giving him more time to work on the earth, because you know that if we sow like we're supposed to, we can speed up the time that Jesus comes back.
My God.
We can speed up the time, because I don't know about y'all, but I ain't trying to stay here no way.
My God.
We're trying to stay here, Noah. I'm ready to go back home with Jesus. These folks are crazy. I'm ready to go back home with Jesus. And I need folks to get ready and to get started on giving, and to not just this outreach, but any outreach that mother would come on and think enough of, because she had to think very highly of the outreach that we're doing to even take our time and her schedule to do things like this. I need you to respond, and respond swiftly, because it's a clarion call thing.
My God.
It's a test. It's not just about me going into Africa. It's about the souls that are waiting on your donation, waiting on your response, waiting on what you're going to do, what you're going to say. Are you going to let God use you in this day, in this hour? We say, Lord, use me in your service. When God says, I want to use your money, I want to use your resources, I want to use what you have in your hand.
Thank
and I want to tell somebody today that whatever you got in your hand doesn't belong to you.
My God.
Doesn't belong to you. It belongs to a soul that needs Jesus. It belongs to a soul that without Jesus is going to die and go to hell.
Yes.
Just think about it. Just think about it when you got saved. Think about if the people, the aisle that you walked down to get saved, just think about it. Didn't nobody give to keep that church door open? Just think about if didn't nobody give for you to do what for the church to be there when right at the point that you need.
My God.
It would have been lost. We often say, well, God, if God wants you to go, God will open the door. God of this, God of that. God does it through people. And if people can't, if God's people are tight-jawed and stiff-necked, then how can God work in the earth?
My God.
You are God's, one thing that we need to understand, you are God's hand. You are God's mouth. You are God's ear. God's going to ask you, what have you done?
My God.
It's going to come up saying, what have you done for Israel? What have you done for Africa? What have you done for the nations of the world? Or have you gotten fat? Have you gotten fat on yourself? Have you gotten fat on the word? Have you gotten fat with money? God's going to ask you, what have you done?
My God.
And the thing of it is, I want to ask the people of God, I'm going to try to sit down. But I'm going to ask the people of God, what report will you have to give?
My God.
Mother has the broadcast. Mother has the different programs and stuff she has done for Israel. But it's not about us. We're doing what we're supposed to do for the nations of the world. What will be your report?
My God.
Will you turn your face to God when he asks about his children? When he asks you about the seed that he gives you, will you turn your face to God?
My God.
Will you turn your face and not walk in the things that God wants you to do? This is about souls hanging in the balance.
Yes.
Because they not asking. They could have asked anybody, but they know that the anointing in the presence of God is all that we're doing. And how can you look at a soul that is dying and that it has no other hope and turn your bowels of compassion away?
My God.
If you have it, you need to show it. Today, you need to be led of God and ask God, where do I need to put this money? Where do I need to do this? And you need to make calls. You need to do whatever you need to do to make sure that ministry is getting to happen and that ministry can go. So that when you go to Dallas, you won't have a blank report.
Amen. 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 You know, one of the scriptures that stands out is when Jesus asked Peter, he said, Peter, lovest thou me? And Peter turned around and said, you know, Lord, amen. And he asked him that again, and he asked him again. And one of the things that he said, during the process of it, he said, then feed my sheep. And that's what you're doing. You're going out to feed the sheep. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we need that. Amen. Like you said, not only you, but all others, amen, have a mission to do the will of God. Amen. Praise God. And your passion is so powerful, what you spoke. And I thank God for that. Amen. Because, amen, praise God, passion is vision. Praise God. With that passion, amen, so powerful in you, you're able to execute it because, amen, praise God, God placed it on the inside of you. And I just give God the glory. Now, Prophet Morgan, again, I want you to, I know you have spoken of it on your broadcast, but and that's why I say what you reiterate. Again, let us know your mailing address. What can we do to support you? You say you needed 700, amen, praise God, intercessors, and that's powerful. We're going to ask for 1,000. Amen, praise God, all over the world that would intercede with you, amen, to the point of your mission, amen, the time that you go, and amen, praise God, even the time that you come back. Because not only, amen, are you feeding the sheep, but you're going to be able to utilize your gifts, amen, for the Bible says your gifts will make room for you in order to bless the nation. We don't know if they're going to need, amen, praise God, people that have technology to go in and help them be a water wells, amen, or do various things in that nation, amen, in order to bring in a harvest of a food for them or whatever they need. So we thank God, and we thank God for divine connection, that you connect with those African ministers over there so that they can be a support and show you the areas that's most needed and allow you to come into their churches and minister the word of God. So you're not only, amen, supporting, but you're networking at the same time. So give us your address again, and we give God the glory. And then, Prophet, you can close it out with prayer. Praise God.
Our address is 10326 Fennel Street. That's Finnell Street, Suite 332, Dallas, Texas, 75220. Amen. And you can also, if you are computer savvy, you can also give through our PayPal account via our website at www.prophetmorgan.org and give through our PayPal account. Click on the World Mission tab and you will see that we have a PayPal account set up for World Missions and the work that we'll be doing in Africa and also in Boston and North Carolina. We'll be doing a whole lot of work in regards to reaching the world for Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every listener. We thank you for every individual that's going to obey your voice and that is going to be led of you to sow and to get into this dynamic work that we're doing in the name of you, Father God. We're asking that your anointing, even as I go, Father God, will rest upon me, even in Africa, Father God, in the nations of the world, everything to do, Father God. We pray that your will be done and there will be a glory that covers this broadcast. right now in the name of Jesus. There will be a glory that comes upon the people as they show, Father God, that they will receive. They will give monetarily, but they will receive a spiritual inheritance, a spiritual endowment. Right now in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that your blood and your anointing be upon every person in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless.